We are going to our phone lines and talk FFA. We have Ed Terry, who is the director of the FFA for Randolph School District, which includes Northfielders and throughout the area here. Ed, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day and being with us. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's and this may be kind of turning the corner into the first, like, real day of spring. Hopefully we'll get some good weather coming up, and maybe the kids and the farmers will all be able to get out into the field at some point.
Well, I hope so, and I think we're probably still close to 10 days away from the first turning of the wheels, but we'll get there.
Well, you had some turning of the wheels last week, didn't you? Did the tractor, were you able to get the tractor parade in this year?
Well, tractor parade, once you schedule it, goes on, rain, shine, snow. We had a little hail right after the parade was over this year, but we had 112 tractors come to town to kick off the spring planting season and show support for agriculture. They ranged in size from 12 horsepower to the biggest one was 620, and all the way from 1937 model to 2018.
Oh, wow. So big, little, everything in between, old and new, and
oh, yeah.
Wow. Always a lot of fun. So the spirits weren't dampened by the lousy weather that we had that day.
No. I mean, there were a lot of tractors with cabs, but there were a lot of people that drove without cabs. We're tough, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, boy, you probably think back. You've been to quite a few of these parades through the years, Ed. There's probably been some days where it's been 75, 80 degrees during the tractor parade.
Oh, we've had
some
very beautiful days. There's no question about that. But we've had our share of those that aren't so good. But we survive.
Coming up in just a few days, starting, I think, Monday and Tuesday, the state
Correct.
FFA convention. Have there been, you know, we had the tractor parade last week. What about this week leading into that? Have there been some events or some things going on?
Well, not really, other than the fact that my students are going up into the elementary school and teaching 4th, 5th, and 6th graders about agriculture, you know, talking about beef and pork and just Minnesota agriculture, and that's kind of in preparation for a Ag Awareness Day that we will do in May, where we have farm animals and machinery and everything here. Give them a little hayride, so to speak, around the parking lot with a tractor. And
always fun for the young ones.
Absolutely, they really enjoy it.
Now, Ed, your chapter of the FFA has been known to be well represented through the years at the conventions, be it state or be it national. Is this year any different? Are you sending a good crew up there?
Well, yeah, we have a pretty good bunch of kids going up there. We've got three young people who will be receiving their state degree. That's the highest award you can get at the state level, and that would be Hannah Neal, Max Johnson, and Maddie Grant. Our general livestock team will be competing. They were first in our region competition last fall, and that's Hannah Neal, Max Johnson, Elaine Dorn, and Jacqueline Estrom. Nicole Kozalik will be representing us in prepared public speaking. We kind of have it's a mail-order band, I guess you could say. Kids apply to play in a state band, and I have three there, Bailey Kuhn, Jacqueline Estrom, and Haley Robert, and Leah Transberg will be singing in the chorus. Nicole Kozalik will also represent us in a talent act, and Gretchen Horman will be an ambassador to work with our donors at the state level. And then we have two young ladies who graduated a year ago who are still FFA members who will be vying for state offices. That would be Grace Taylor and Laura Church.
Wow, yeah, you've got a good crew going up there. Now, of course, we're not that far from the University of Minnesota where you have this. I imagine there's some FFA chapters that have to come from the far outposts of Minnesota. Do you stay up there? Do they return home each day?
No, we actually return home each day. It's just it's really easier that way. You know, we're only 45, 50 minutes from St. Paul campus, so it's not big a deal.
Well, you know, these you mentioned some of those the state degree and such. That's not not something you put like a Boy Scout badge. You put a few hours in or a project. That's kind of a lifetime achievement award for those kids. Got to be a big thrill for them.
Well, it is. You know, they've worked hard. They've kept records on their projects, so they have to have a minimum earnings from their projects. They have to have so many community service hours. They have to have, 10 activities above the chapter level in leadership, which means they need to be on judging teams, have gone to state conventions, leadership camps, national convention, things like that above the chapter level. So it's there's a lot of time commitment into getting your state degree, plus it's about a 20-page application with by the time you get all your numbers and figures in there for what you've done over the last 3 to 5 years, depending on where you're at age-wise.
Yeah, and I want to apologize, first of all, to the Boy Scouts, because I know they're hardworking and have so many badges. I just meant this was kind of a career thing, maybe like becoming an Eagle Scout, something along that line.
Yeah, this would be probably comparable to that, where it's accumulation of a lot of things over time that get them this degree, and, out of 11,000 members in the state, there'll be about 300 that will actually achieve this award this year.
Yeah, that's
so it's sought after, and it's a meaningful recognition.
Wonderful, Ed, you've been doing this for so many years. Do you have? I would imagine this probably happens at some point. Some of the students that you've taught through the years, whether it be the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, do they ever come back to talk to you? Maybe some of the other kids. Do you have some of the grandkids, children and grandchildren participating as well?
Well, I'm into my second generation, not my third generation yet.
Okay,
but I do. Rely on a lot of my former students to come back and share a little wisdom, talk about their careers. And, I've got some people who are agronomists who help us with our plot work, I kind of keep them involved.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I'm sure so many of them can point to the time they spent, well spent in FFA as a big portion of their education.
Oh, I think that's definitely true. And they really do come back and talk to me, and I'm very fortunate. They show their appreciation for the opportunities they had when they were here, and they're always willing to help out.
All right. And hopefully some of those students that you have now may be out in the field a little bit later on in the spring when we finally, as you mentioned, start to see some wheels turning out in the fields. Hopefully those kids will get some hands-on experience on the farm at some point this summer.
Oh, absolutely. And, we were very fortunate to have received 40 acres out of the Tracy Trust when Jim Tracy passed away 4 years ago. So, actually, the students here will actually be operating this year a total of 48 acres. We have about 8 acres in the rail loop here at CFS right at Randolph, and then north of Denison we have that 40-acre farm, and kids have been working hard on, looking at budgets and preparing and studying, seed varieties, herbicides, all those kinds of things, fertility that needs to be done.
A lot of work, and especially in the 21st century, there are so many different aspects to farming and the agriculture industry in general. That if they choose to find a career in ag, I think there's always going to be jobs out there for them.
Oh, right now we are actually short of both 2- and 4-year college graduates to fill the spots that people that are retiring out of the industry that have been in there for 40 plus years probably. And so we need a lot of good young people to take their spots.
Yeah, and those are good jobs, well-paying jobs.
Yes,
that you can find a lot of personal pride in. So, Ed, anything else coming up that you'd like to mention?
Just very quickly, we'll have about 40 kids up at the State Fairgrounds on May 8th. That's an Urban Ag Day. There's four chapters three other chapters we cooperate with, and we'll talk to about 1,400 urban third graders about agriculture over a 2-day time period. We will be there one day with another chapter, and then on the 9th there'll be a couple other chapters there. And of course on May 9th is our Spring Awards program, which highlights the achievements of all of our young people, and everybody is welcome to attend that and see what these young professionals in agriculture accomplish.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like you've got a busy, busy spring coming up, and we want to thank you for taking a few minutes and being with us, Ed. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you and all the students at the State FFA Convention coming up next week, this weekend and next week. Good luck with that, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Ed Terry, the FFA advisor for Randolph School District, which includes an area of Northfield. Northfielders that will be involved in FFA go there as well.